Fresh from the Rusted Culture Podcast. Welcome back, everybody. So in today's broadcast, mini podcast, what I'd like to do is just kind of illustrate how Rush Limbaugh, how he controls or attempts to control the narrative to his listener base, and how he tries to give them a reason to push back on something that seems actually on the outside fairly common sense and something that you may just not want to push back on. But this is how Rush does it. Well, on Monday, the Supreme Court ruled in a 6-3 decision that an employer who fires a worker for being gay or transgender violates the Civil Rights Act that was written in 1964. Of course, Rush can't stand this. People like Rush are seething, literally just livid over this ruling because they don't want to treat gay people fairly. They just don't want to do it. It's not within them to do it. And they don't want any legislation that says that you have to treat gay people fairly in the workplace. And to make this point, Rush calls the ruling transgender. Never mind that it actually applies to all gay people. He does this. He calls it transgender because he feels that the word transgender is something that his listener base can relate to, that they maybe don't like. You know, everybody might know somebody who's gay. They might have somebody in their family that's gay. But this transgender is maybe what he thinks could be kind of like a live wire, you know, that people can relate to, something they can hate. So have a listen to this. Here's what he says.
Now let's take a look at this one case, the Gorsuch case, where textualism was used to go ahead and look at the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and say, yep, it included transgenders, because we think it should. But it didn't. Transgenders, transgenderism was nothing when that law was written.
Well, nothing when that law was written, but there were gay people around when that law was written, and I'm sure that they were transgender people. They just didn't call them transgender, but that's how Rush is doing this. He's trying to use the term transgender to try to get his base fired up. Yeah, transgender. But everybody knows somebody that's gay. Everybody has got somebody maybe in their family that's gay. Everybody works with someone. You know, the fact that people, that gays are out there, and they have been forever, is something that people have kind of accepted. That's the whole ruling. It was literally about gay people, but he prefers to call it transgender so he can hit that button. And the ruling is in fact saying that LGBTQ people, which largely means gay people, can't be fired for being gay. You can't fire them because they're gay. And again, since the term gay isn't something that inflames people these days like it used to, Rush uses the term transgender because he thinks that's something that people can thoroughly relate to. And, you know, Rush is bigoted, he's nasty, and he's hateful. He's adept at using terms to try to inflame his listener base. That's what he does best, folks. And listen to this clip that I'm going to play. Here's how he characterizes the ruling by calling the movement transgenderism, when in fact it actually refers, as I mentioned, to all LGBTQ people, gay people. He starts off by saying that Pelosi didn't want to rewrite the laws, and that's kind of how he starts his clip off.
She wins a twofer here. They get transgenderism in the Civil Rights Act, plus they get conservative judges betraying the conservative movement. That's a win-win for her.
You know, it's sad to have to remind Rush Limbaugh that all people deserve to be treated fairly without regard to skin color, disability, or if they're gay or straight. They don't want that. This decision is literally killing them. And, I mean, can you imagine that? That a Supreme Court decision that basically says that you have to treat people fairly, whether they're gay or straight, in addition to all those other things. Can you imagine that actually, they feel pain because of that decision? Because you have to treat all people fairly, that it would make conservatives like Rush so fiery mad. I mean, I just don't get it. I don't get it. So it's not hard for you to believe out there that these same conservative extremists like Rush Limbaugh have no clue. They have no clue what the Black Lives Matter movement is about. They don't even know. They don't get it. They just don't get it. People like Rush Limbaugh think, or they want you to think, that Black Lives Matter movement is directed not at police brutality, not at police brutality that killed George Floyd, but at his listener base personally. He wants them to personalize this. So he directs everything to them personally. Listen to this clip.
Lyndon Johnson, Civil Rights Act, 1964. What have we had? We have a great society. We've had the war on poverty. Right. We've had over $4 trillion of wealth transferred to producers, from producers, taxpayers, to people who were discriminated against. They're worse off today than they were before all this happened.
Oh, come on. That's a joke. Come on, Rush. You know, this just kind of, he loves to go down this path. But the truth of it is, when you look at the record, Republicans really didn't want to have anything to do with Social Security. They didn't want to have anything to do with Medicare. They didn't want to have anything to do with Medicaid. All these programs that people enjoy both today, both Republican and Democrat, the Republicans had very little to do with.
Over $4 trillion of wealth transferred to producers, from producers, taxpayers, to people who were discriminated against. They're worse off today than they were before all this happened.
Oh, come on.
This is one of Shelby Steele's big points. After all of this supposed help, it's one of my big points, too.
Mm-hmm.
After all of this help, after all this compassion, after all this assistance provided by the Democrat Party, we've got an angrier population of minorities than we have ever had. And most people in this country do not think they're racist. They think they've gone out of their way to avoid being racists.
What about police brutality? I don't hear you even mention that, Rush. What about that?
They've gone out of their way to be accommodating. They've gone out of their way to be sympathetic. It doesn't compute. Most people are asked, what the hell else can I do?
Well, Rush, that's a good way of trying to direct everything towards your listener base. But the fact of the matter is, you didn't mention police brutality once. And in how some, not all police, obviously, but some single out black people and how that has to change. Not once did he mention that. But what Rush is doing is making his listener base feel like the entire Black Lives movement is directed right at them. They're the targets. It's what they did. That's what Rush wants you to think. That's what he wants his listeners to think. That's the best way that Rush knows how to try and make his listeners feel that they're under attack. What about the police action that started the recent protests that killed George Floyd? Rush doesn't even mention that. So this is how Rush spreads the hate, just like peanut butter. This is how he does it. This is how he fans the flames to get his listeners to turn on things like how the Supreme Court just ruled that you can't fire a person for being gay. You call it a ruling favoring transgenders and not gay people. You label it. You put the transgender label on it. This is how Rush tries to turn his listeners against the peaceful protesters by saying that the protesters are directed right at his listening base, right at them personally, and not the police brutality. It's very sneaky the way he does it, but he makes them internalize the hatred as if it's being directed right towards them. It's really twisting the truth, and it's what they do best, folks, and you've got to be listening for it because it happens all the time out there. This flash briefing was brought to you by the Rusted Culture Podcast, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and Google Play, or wherever you find your podcast. Thanks for listening.